Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Jaam Meena Ki Hai Farawani. Jis pe hota hai fadl rahmani, tark karta hai karishe pani. Jis pe hota hai fadl rahmani, doston de dil ki daulat ko, dil mein paate hai sirf rabbani. Doston de dil ki daulat ko, dil mein paate sirf rabbani. Hamile dard hai le nisbat ko, khalq kehti hai dil se yazdani. Hamile dard hai le nisbat ko, khalq kehti hai dil se yazdani. Shaykh kaamil se jo hai mustaghni, paigah ke se dhil rahmani. Shaykh kaamil se jo hai mustaghni, paigah ke se dhil rahmani. Fisk karta hai door manzil se, peer tera ho gar chala fani. Jis pe hota hai fadl rahmani, fayz mursid ki karamat hai, koi rumi hai koi khaqani. Fayz mursid ki karamat hai, koi rumi hai koi khaqani. Mastanakti hai sare alam se, dil mein lazzat ke dard pinhani. Jis pe hota hai fadl rahmani, kya halawat hai iske jeene mein. Jisko milta hai jaan-e-irfani, kya halawat hai iske jeene mein. Jisko milta hai jaan-e-irfani, meer mere dil ki kasrat mein, Jaam Meena Ki Hai Farawani. Rang dekho to bazm-e-arif ka, kaisi masti hai kaisi jholani. Rang dekho to bazm-e-arif ka, kaisi masti hai kaisi jholani. Rusk karte hai sahil sab, dekh kar mauj dil ki tughyani. Rin paata hai
قاموسي اپنی ایمان کے صحیح ثانی جب ملا درد خون حسنت سے کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسے تابانی صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسے تابانی جس پہ ہوتا یہ فضل رحمانی
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق اللہ المولانا العظیم. This ayat kareema in which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, you have got iman already. Just do one more work, have taqwa. That is, fulfill the commandments of Allah ta'ala, which apply at what time, what place, what applies to you. Fulfill those commands. And stay away from the disobedience of Allah ta'ala. And in order to cultivate the quality of taqwa, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with those people who are the sadiqeen, who are truthful in their taqwa. That is, their private life, public life corresponds. There isn't a difference. What they do in public, like that they are in private also. Not that there is any difference between them. That's why Allah Ta'ala did not say, kunu ma'al muttaqeen, that be with those people who have got taqwa. Otherwise, outwardly, you can make a show of taqwa is very easy. But whether you have it, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Those people who are truthful, that is, in all their conditions, their thinking, their private life, public life, what is in their hearts, in our namaz, what we went through in our minds, in our namaz. So this also we should think, and we should make tawbah from this also. As we read in Fadail Namaz, in Hadith Kitabs, that if a person does not perform his namaz properly, he spoils his namaz, rushing, he makes it, last minute he makes it, etc., then that namaz goes up in the form of a black, dirty cloth, and it is flung back at his face, and it makes bad dua for him also, that as you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you also. And if it is done properly, it goes out in a beautiful form. And it says, as you perfected me, as you looked after me, may Allah look after you also. So how many of our namazes, we don't know what is the condition. When our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali came, he went and visited Hafiz Abdurrahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and said, I heard you have made lot of people Hafiz. How many became Hafiz? So Hafiz Sahib instantly told, that I will know in the Qabr. That how many I accepted, that is, otherwise I don't know. So Hadrat said, if I had 100,000 rand, I should have given to Hafiz Sahib as in'am. That were so conscious. Like that, we just make whole life, we made namazes. But we ever thought, we ever made tawbah on our namazes. The end of namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. But we don't think about it, where are our thoughts, that what kind of a namaz, we don't make tawbah, istighfar. All our things, we have to be so conscious and try and correct it as much as possible. So, for that, a person has to be with such people who have got those qualities. Where a person only, it's only on the tongue, it will only go on our tongues. If it is in the heart and that person doesn't speak also, it will come into our hearts. So therefore, it is very important that we cultivate all these qualities. Our yaqeen,
upon a desire of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how much of yaqeen have we got? To talk of it is quite easy, and to listen is even more easier. But when we are put to the test, then a person understands that how much of yaqeen he has got. And to develop this, the people who have got this yaqeen, if we stay with them, may Allah give us all such opportunities and give us all the tawfiq, then this will rub off onto us, inshallah. Jis pe hota hai fazle rahmani, that person on whom the fazl of Allah, of Rahman, Allah Ta'ala comes. Normally, as Muslims also, when a person is making good business, good income, nice house, he says, Allah ka bahut fazl hai. That Allah's lot of fazl. That is not really what it is. That Fir'aun, Haman was given so much of dunya. And today the kuffar, how don't they in that sense live it up? So that is not fazl-e-rahmani. What is fazl-e-rahmani? Tarka karta hai kar-e-shaytani. That he gives up the work of shaitan. He doesn't befriend shaitan. He doesn't commit gunas. Gunas of the eyes, gunas of the thought, all other gunas, whatever they are, that he doesn't commit gunas. That is the person on whom Allah's true fazl is. And we all have to strive for that. We have to work for it. We are humans. We are weak. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. We are weak. But we have to keep on trying. Make tawbah, istighfar, and walk further. تَيْكِ هَمْنِ اِسْ تَرَحْتِ مَنْزِلِ حضرت مولانا الہابادی جی that we have covered our journey in this way, that we fell down, we walked, we fell, we got up, we walked. So this is how a person will cover this path. It's not you are going to be perfect the first time, but like a person who learns to ride a bicycle, he will fall also, but he will carry on, he will become an expert in riding a bicycle. So this is also like that. And for that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is so kind, he put examples in front of us all the times. We were also small babies. Most of us got our own children. We saw them also growing up, and we saw them also. They were first crawling. First they couldn't move at all. Then they started little bit. Then they started crawling little bit. Then they stood up holding a chair or table or something. Then they took one step and we became so happy. Slowly they took two steps, they fell down. Then we again, we got up, walked. Finally we see the time comes when that little child is running so fast. So Allah teaches us this lesson every day, it's in front of us. So covering this path to Allah Ta'ala is like that. Wuhayasal, Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah. Aapne Masihullah ka? Wasiullah, maine Masihullah Sahib. Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Sahib Allahabadi ji. Dosto, darde dil ki daulat ko, the treasure of the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. If we want that great treasure, and our Shaykh Adam Rahimahumullah has said that this is in the heart. The hadith that which we are taught, Allahumma ihtah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik. Oh Allah, open the locks of our hearts by your zikr. So where, Hazrat says, where does a person put locks? Where there are treasures. And here not one lock, aqfal, there are plenty of locks. And the keys to open those locks are the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma iftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik wa atmim alayna ni'matak. And O Allah, complete your favors upon us. Wa asbigh alayna min fadlik. And O Allah, color us in with your fazl. So when that will happen, and that fazl of Allah is that you'll give up gunas. It will be easy for you to give up gunas. And perchance you make a guna, you will make tawbah also immediately. How beautifully Hadrat Rahmatullah Ali explained that a person who we say is ba-wudu, that he stays ba-wudu. It doesn't mean he's 24 hours with wudu. He made wudu before he went in sleep. But the minute his eyes close, his wudu is broken. Now he's sleeping for 6-8 hours, wudu is broken. He's a human being, he has to go toilet. He is going to pass wind, he's going for number one, number two. But why we say that he's a person, mashallah, ba wudu. That whenever his wudu breaks, he makes wudu again. So a person, a muttaqi is also the same. It won't mean that he won't commit sin. But we say, bada muttaqi hai. This person is a big muttaqi. But chance he makes is then he makes tawbah. So again, just like that wuzu comes in, you say this person stays with wuzu 24 hours, all the time. So the same with a muttaqi. He's a human being. He is going to err. But he makes tawbah, and may Allah give us tawfiq of tawbah. Tawbah is a very great thing, which we are very negligent. And we got no mafar, no way out without tawbah. Where are we? The buzurgs of our present time, mashallah, where are they? Where are we? And there is only one way. And if we look at the older buzurgs, we can't dream of being like that. We just have to make a lot of tawbah. And Allah loves those people who make tawbah. Dil mein paate hai sirf Rabbani. That love or the pain of the love of Allah, only those people find it in their hearts who are Rabbani, who are Allah wala, who have that fikr to connect themselves with Allah. Isme Mansoor. You have Shafi'iyun, this person who is a Shafi'i. Baghdadiyun, a person who is from Baghdad. So Rabbani is a person of Allah. And how can you become a Rabbani? That is, you have to stay with somebody. One Hakim Sahab said very beautifully, he said that Hafiz the Quran's son, by staying with the father, Hafiz the Quran, he won't become a Hafiz. If he just stays with him, he'll have to go and learn. The same, a Maulana's son, just by staying with his father, won't become a Maulana. But you find people like that, in India it's quite common. A person stays with a doctor, he's serving the doctor like a male nurse. And then after some time, he opens his own surgery. Because now he knows what the doctor does. So he starts his own surgery, but that you don't call a doctor. He didn't study, he didn't learn. So like that, by staying with a Rabbani, just staying alone, then you can pretend to be one. Very easy to prepare, you'll know how to handle cases. And you can pretend to be one. But to be a real Rabbani, that you have to really work hard. May Allah give us tawfiq. Hamile darde ehle nisbat ko. The person who has this nisbat of Allah Ta'ala and the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala, who has it in him, khalq kehti hai dil se yazdani. Like the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the whole creation just becomes fida for the Sahaba. For any person who has got these qualities, Maulana Ibrahim Deula, Damat Barakatum of the Markaz in Nizamuddin, who is living still, who is today with us, see the qualities of these people. A Jamaat came and gave him hadiyah, one envelope. He took it, Jazakallah, it wasn't necessary, Allah give you Jazakhair, he put it in his pocket. Another Jamaat came to meet him, as they were leaving, he gave it to them. The people use it, share it out and use it. When they went out, they opened it, they saw 2,000 pounds. How many? Close to 40,000 rands? Yeah. So they came back, he must have made a mistake. He said, no, just I gave it to you. So people like this, then the creation says, really, these are Allah wala, who have got these qualities. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's father, Maulana Yahya Rahmatullah Ali, every night at Maghrib time, whatever money he's got left over in his pocket, should visit the poor relatives and go and give it to them. And he say, at night, I don't want this musibat with me. And where are we? Allah make us maaf. That tawakkul. Allah grants it. But we are weak. Allah will inshallah also test us on our weakness as we are. But these are qualities. Then the creation says, this is an Allah wada. Allah give us such qualities out of His kindness. Shaykh Kamil se jo hai mustahni. A person who is independent of a Shaykh Kamil. He doesn't go by a Shaykh. Or if he goes there just for some outward matlab, not for his Islah. He hasn't got the intention of his Islah. He's got some other thing in mind. Paayega kaise zille rahmani. How will that person find the shadow of Allah, the mercy, the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala? Because this is the path Allah said, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. You want to know who is Rahman? Ask those who are ba-khabar, who know who is Rahman. So if you don't go to them, how are you going to? You can make whole life dua. You're not taking out your visa, you're not buying your ticket, you're not making bookings, nothing. But you're making tahajjud time dua, Ya Allah, I must reach Makkah Sharif, I must make Umrah, go for ziyarat. No, you have to make the effort also. Together with your effort, your dua. Don't trust on your effort also. With having all that also, whether you will reach or not, is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. But as people, man, we are mukallaf to make effort. Nobody stays at home and says, Ya Allah, let me have good business today in the shop. But he doesn't go and open the shop. He doesn't go to shop. He just sits at home and he's making lot of dua, lot of tasbih, lot of zikr. We know you have to make your effort. Then you make dua to Allah Ta'ala. By opening your shop, you're not going to get business. So asbab is on its place. And a dua is Allah Ta'ala. But Allah wants us that asbab also, which are jais, which are permissible, that we use them. Fisq karta hai door manzil se. May we get this realization also, that by disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, a person gets distant from his destination. You are going off the route, you are going off the road when you commit sins. Paega peer tera ho garche laatani. Even if your peer is such, there is no match to him in the world. There is nobody like him. But if you are committing sins on the quiet, you are not going to reach your destination. You won't reach Allah Ta'ala. This common example we give, that person who had diabetes, sugar bimari, and it became so acute that he had to be hospitalized. And in hospital, they keeping him under observation, giving him insulin, medicine, whatever it is. But instead of his sugar coming down, it's going up. It's breaking all their record, all their theories. Whatever they know, it's impossible. What? They couldn't understand. Until the nurse found chocolate wrappers under his pillow. When he pulls up a blanket over him, under the blanket he's eating chocolates. So just like that, if we are also like that when we're very good, but privately, how we treat our wives. That is one major thing. How we treat our woman folk. It's a very, very important thing. Many of us fail here. How the treatment of the wives, the treatment of parents, many of us fail here also. In many things, the guarding of our eyes, many of us fail there. Our thoughts that come, many of us fail here. So if that is happening all the time and we're not trying to curb it, a person came to Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and he said, I want to become bayat. Hazrat said, not like that. First, you keep correspondence, you keep contact. And then I will also see how much talab you got. Usually we just make bayat. Today is that zamana. That a person wants to become bayat, you make him bayat. Khilafat is given also quite easily in the zamana. But really, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sabr Rahmatullah Ali said, I will see that how much talab. How many of us who become bayat, we keep any contact, we write letters or anything. So this is also important, to keep that contact. Then a person really benefits. And then the Shaykh can make out. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that after I'm gone, and those who want to become bay'at again, I can refer you to these ones here, who he knew. And lot of Hazrat's Muri, Khalifas, how many Khalifas? But the others who haven't kept contact, I don't know their condition. So I can't give reference of them. Who keep contact, I can give reference of them. With so and so, you can become bayat with so and so. So that is important. Faiz e murshid ki ye karamat hai. When the faiz of the murshid, of the sheikh is this, what are the benefits? Koi Rumi hai, koi khaqani. Somebody became Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullah alayh. This is when a person, when he stays with his sheikh like that. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh, he had 500 ulama. He was an academic man, ilmi man with ilm. And 500 ulama that used to walk behind him all the time, and he should teach them. They should make his khidmat, cook for him, put his bed, everything. But when he met his Sheikh Shamsuddin Tabriz Rahmatullah Alayh, then he told all the 500 ulama, now you people go, now I'm going to make khidmat of my Shaykh. Imagine. It's not easy after so much of your khidmat was done. Now for you to go and make khidmat, but how he stayed. Then Allah made him Rumi. Then he became Rumi, Khaqani somebody. Mast rakhti hai saare aanam se. A person is unmindful of the whole world. He doesn't care what's happening in the world. Today, if you don't keep up with the phones for a week, there's how many new phones on the market? You don't keep up with new programs, you get lost. Anything you get lost. In fact, on the roads, if you go after a year perhaps to some place, you say it's a different place. How the roads have changed, how the buildings have changed. But a person will be unmindful. He won't worry about all this. Who? Dil mein lazzat e darde pinhani. When that hidden love of Allah hits the heart, then a person doesn't worry of anything of this world. Now he's just with his Allah all the time. And such a person sees, going backwards to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is real progress. And going forward in the modern times, this is retrogression. This is destruction. He sees it different from other people now. Kya halawat hai uske jeene mein. What enjoyment is there in that person's living? Jisko milta hai jaam irfani, who gets the drink of the love of the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. That how kind Allah, how merciful, how forgiving Allah Ta'ala is. When a person gets this, then he will find that enjoyment in his heart. His namazas he will start enjoying. May Allah bless us with these qualities. Zikr a person will start enjoying. He won't be able to think of guna. And guna will become so terrible in his eyes. At the moment, unfortunately, gunas are enjoyable, holidays are enjoyable, living a Western lifestyle is enjoyable, to live according to sunnah is difficult, is hard. We all say also, to live according to sunnah in these days is like taking a burning coal in your hand. How difficult it is. But if you have found Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has come in your heart, so it will be, you won't find that difficulty. And this is also a thing that everything, that if your objective is right, then your training the path becomes easily. But if your objective is not right, like for example at the Ijtima, how many people who were there, they are, what homes have they got? And what the bedrooms, what kind of bedrooms, the toilets, what kind, and suite, everything. But yeah, the Ijtima, because they enjoy it, how they stay there. 3 days, how they just stay there. Out in the open, you can say, and public toilets, you have to go, Fajr to time to the Wuzu Khana, Isha time. But your love of that, it makes all this easy for you. For you, it's not difficult. Somebody else thinks, a person like me, how do you manage it? One alim, his passed away, Allah grant him Jannat. When he went to India, he was here in South Africa, there was a Ijtima. And at Ijtima, he saw the people sleeping on the beds under the sky, or just that little, not even our sling structure or anything, just that little sail or something, and eating on the floor. At that time in South Africa, perhaps there was somebody who should sit on the floor and eat. Otherwise, everyone sitting at the table and eating, all that. So he says, Tabligh can carry on in India, not in South Africa. You can't imagine it. And today, Alhamdulillah. You can't believe what you see. How people have changed. So this is, when the object of yours is there, then this difficulty, you don't find it difficult. Other people can't imagine. Muslim makes 5 times namaz. A Muslim who doesn't make 5 times namaz, he doesn't know how these people manage it. Forget a non-Muslim. How you people get up for Fajr in summer? How you get up for Fajr in winter when it's so cold? But those who get up, they know it's just all in the stride. There is no real big deal. Summer, your Isha you make so late. You keep rozas in December in South Africa when it is so hot. UK rozas 20 hours, 18 hours. How you people manage? Children manage it. So if your objective is there, the love of Allah, Allah makes all this easy. Otherwise you say just to keep a beard is a problem. To keep your trousers above your ankles is a problem. For a woman to be in burqa is a problem. Meer mere dil e shakasta mein. But when does this come? That, oh sir, in my broken heart, when your nafs what desires all things. You want to do this also, you want a house like that, you want a car like that, this guna you want to commit, that guna you want to commit, but you didn't, you broke your heart. Jamo Meena ki hai farawani. The jug and the glass of the wine of the love of Allah, there is an abundance of it. The heart is overflowing with it. That is when you break your heart. You don't fulfill your desires, you break your desires, and this is not easy. Allah Ta'ala says with regard to the people of Lut alayhi salam, لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ, that Allah takes qasam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life that these people were drowned in their passions and love. They couldn't see. And Lut alayhi salam, when the angels, malaika came to him, handsome young boys, he says that marry woman and satisfy yourself. Didn't make sense to them. And the malaika told Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, don't worry, they won't be able to touch us also. We are malaika. Where are they going to even touch us? So, but this is when a person becomes a summum bukmun umyun, fahum la ya'qilun, fahum la yarji'un. So when a person is drunk, nothing makes sense to that person. Rang dekho to bazme arif ka. If you want to see the real flavor of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then look at the gathering of the arif of Allah Ta'ala. That is where the shaykh also is an arif, the murids are also arif, and when they, this ash'ar, etc., other people can't understand that what is happening here. And they will pull away people from here. That now there is going to be sing song there, let us go. We go away from here. Or, for example, you're sitting to make zikr. They say, come, let us go. Otherwise, just now you see the whole masjid shaking. So, when a person hasn't understood this, then he feels, he has a different impression. Kaisi masti hai, kaisi jawlani hai. That how they are enjoying and how they drowned in the love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Rash karte hai ahle sahil sab. All the people who are on the shore, that is who are in comfort zone. Zone comfort, all those people, dekh kar mauj dil ki tughyani, they envy those people who are in the comfort zone when they see these people, what enjoyment they are getting in the love of Allah, in their duas, getting up at tahajjud time, crying to Allah Ta'ala, making zikr at that time. And when they know that these people, what enjoyment they get, those in spite of being in their comfort zone, they envy these people. But it is also those, when this is truly in our lives, not just an outward show. Not that we show, for example, if you go and ask somebody for something, you lose your respect also. You fall from that person's eyes. But you, at night, you get up and ask Allah alone. Now you get respect in the eyes of the people. And now you don't ask people for favors. You can see what respect you get. And then Allah will make the intizam that those people will come begging to you that please accept from us. May Allah grant us these qualities. To talk about it is easy, but may Allah grant us. Rind paata hai khanqah se. The person was like dry, he was making ibadat, everything. But when he came to the khanqa, ibadat also, zikr also, everything, abstinence of sins also, all that he was doing. But when he got the taste of the love of Allah. And this is easy to understand. Two people who are married, but there isn't love between them. They lost the love along the road, fighting, arguing, accusing one another. No more trust left, no more love left. But they're living together for the sake of the children, the pressure of society. But on the other hand, those people who have love and trust and love for one another. Both are marriages, but there's a world of difference between the two. It can be two brothers and married to two sisters. The one marriage is what they marriage. And the other one, they're just living together for the sake of living together. So this also, a person might be doing everything, but that one who found the love of Allah, that is completely different. Apne iman mein kaif ehsani. When in his iman, the quality of ehsan, that is the quality of being with Allah Ta'ala. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That you worship Allah as though you are seeing Allah granted. Or at least you know that Allah is watching you. May Allah let us reach these stages. At least before we die, at least inshallah. جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے. When I got from the blood of sorrow, when I got the sorrow of the pain of my sorrow. That is, I wanted to commit a guna. I saw this woman, I'll never perhaps see such a lovely woman again. And you really want to see, but when you didn't look, and the pain you got from there, kya kahu uska zauqe imani? What can I say about his iman, his level of iman, that he broke Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, called by Zulaikha, the doors are locked, everything is arranged, but he runs away from there. What was this lock of iman? And then again, he's not sorry that I had a chance and I didn't use it, but he's happy about it. And in fact, he says, "Astijnu ahabbu ilayya," that in your path of love, the prison is more enjoyable to me. Otherwise, who loves the prison? You don't want to spend one night. You are speeding and they lock you up for the night. One night in the prison or just at the police station is a problem. But he says, instead of committing that sin, the prison is more enjoyable. So our Shaykh says, in the path of the love of Allah, when the prison is more such also enjoyable, then what will be the gardens in this path? What won't Allah give a person? But this is what we have to develop. And this will come whenever, like this now, it's very easy for us to talk. But when we go out from here, tomorrow, when in the shop, in the business, on the road, when all that women are there, the billboards are there, you go home, the TV is on, and what you're seeing on the TV, at that time to control yourself. That is the test. Sohbat ahle dil ki barakat se, by the barakat of the company of the true Allah wala, those people who have got Allah in their heart, dil mein akhtar hai kaise taabani, in their hearts what freshness they have got, what life they have got. May Allah bless us with these qualities, and what our Shaykh gave his life for, may Allah Ta'ala let us also think about it and let it come into our lives also. We'll just read a little. We were reading in this kitab the letters which the murids had written to Hazrat and Hazrat's replies. We read quite a lengthy and an additional letter of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, which he wrote to Hazrat when he was on his journey to Turkey. From him, Unhi Alim Sahib Ka Dusra Khat, another letter that he wrote to Hazrat when Hazrat had returned. It's quite a long letter. We'll see how far we go. He writes his condition. He writes to Hazrat, Masdar-e Fuyuz wa Barakat, the center from where I get all my goodness, the markaz of all my goodness, Murshidi wa Sayyidi, my guide and my master, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Matti'ana Allahu bi tuli hayatikum, may Allah let us benefit from your long life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Umeed hai ke Hazrat wala ki waapsi bakhair wa afiyat hui hongi. I hope and I make dua that you return safely from your journey. Hazrat ka wala nama mila. I received your letter. Hazrat kya arz karu? What can I say, Hazrat, when I received your letter especially? Hazrat wala ki shafqaton ko aur ehsanat ko taadam-e aakhir faramosh nahi kar sakta. All your kindness that you show me, all the favors that you shower upon me, till my last moments of my life, I can never ever forget them. Hazrat, this is the appreciation. Hazrat wala ne Turki aur England se phone par aur wala nama mein tahriri taur par, to he say, Hazrat, by phone from in England and from Turkey, when Hazrat spoke to Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, akhkar kuch is tarah tasalli di, how you gave me comfort. Because I couldn't join in their journey. You have heard Maulana Yunus Patel had a heart condition. So for that reason, though he was fully prepared, but the heart condition came and he couldn't. But how Hazrat consoled him? Dil ko ekdam sukoon naseeb ho gaya. At one moment, my heart became completely settled. Aur tabiyat mein khushi aur farhat ke aathar kai dino tak mehsoos hote rahe. And in my heart, for how many days, what enjoyment and I got, and this lasted for so many days. Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Wala ka saaya hum par taadir qaim rakhe. May Allah keep Hazrat's shadow, he wrote when Hazrat was living, for long upon us. Aur mujhko Hazrat Wala ki mohabbat, And may Allah grant me Hazrat's muhabbat, azmat, the respect, honor of Hazrat, aqeedat, to have the trust in my Hazrat, ki hukuk kama haqqahu ada karne ki tawfiq bakhshe. That how I must fulfill these rights, may Allah give me the tawfiq to do it accordingly. Hazrat wala, aapke awaz mein jo noor aur ruhaniyat hai, says, oh Hazrat, the noor which is in your voice, and which is, with what ruhaniyat, spirituality which is in your voice, usse ruhani taur par murda dil to zinda ho hi jate hai. He says that this, spiritually a dead heart becomes alive. And we saw that when Hazrat came, how many people, youngsters, who what their lives were, and in Karachi you could see it openly, that young people, how they should come to Hazrat and how they should change their lives. To zinda ho hi jate hai, lekin jismani taur par kamzor dil mein bhi jaan aur taqwiyat aa jati hai. Not only spiritually, but even bodily, how much life comes into a person. Hey, when you enjoy that reply of Hazrat, you enjoy his talk, how Hazrat speaks, everything. And Hazrat used to speak and tears would just roll down in that love of Allah Ta'ala. Ahkar ke paas alfaz nahi hai. I don't have words to explain this. Jisse aap ki sifat aur kamalat ki madah ki ja sake, by which I can explain your what qualities you have and how to praise you. Aur na aap uske muhtaj hai, neither are you in need of it also. Lekin ji mein bas ye aata hai, my desire is this, ki agar qudrat hoti, if I had the power, the strength, to alfaz ke sanje mein apne dil ki kahani, then in the form of words, the story of my heart, Hazrat ko pesh karta, I should have presented it to you, O my Hazrat. Aur apne hi dil ko taskeen deta, and I should just have satisfied my heart and made my heart happy. May Allah give us these realities, inshaAllah. Mani Jafar, 3-4 minutes kuch farmaye.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd. Hazrat wala ke hukum se میرے پیر و مشیخ قطب العالم معرب اللہ حضرت مولانا شاہ کی مختار صاحب نبر اللہ مرقدہ کی دو ملفوظ جو حضرت بنگلہ دیش پہ اپنی موجودگی میں مجلس کے اندر سنانے کے لیے حکم فرماتے تھے. ایک تو حضرت والا فرماتے تھے کہ ففروا الی اللہ, اور حضرت تحریری طور پر بھی مجھے ایک مرتبہ اپنے پیٹ کے اندر لکھ کے عطا فرمایا, فرماتے تھے کہ ففروا الی اللہ, یعنی کسی بھی آدمی جب کسی گناہ کا سامنا ہو جائے تو اس وقت اس کو کیا کرنا چاہیے. حضرت والا فرماتے تھے کہ اگر کوئی آدمی کوئی گناہ کے موقع اس کے سامنے آ گیا, اگر وہی بیٹھ کے وہ سجدے میں بھی چلے جائے, حضرت والا فرماتے تھے سجدے سے اٹھ کر وہ گناہ اس سے ہو جائے گا. اس لیے اس گناہ کی جگہ کو چھوڑنا ہے, اور یہی حکم اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے اس آیت کریمہ کے اندر دیا ہوا ہے. ففروا الی اللہ عما سوا اللہ, یعنی غیر اللہ آپ کو جب اپنے طرف مائل کرنے کی کوشش کرے تو اللہ کی طرف بھاگو. حضرت والا فرماتے جس طرح سے کوئی بچہ, اس کو اگر کوئی آدمی اٹھا کے لے جانا چاہتے ہیں, وہ اپنے ابا کو بلاتے ہیں, تو تم بھی اپنے ربا کو بلاؤ اور ابا کی طرف بھاگو. جب ربا اپنے آغوش رحمت میں تم کو لے لیں گے تو کوئی دشمن تمہارا کچھ نہیں بگاڑ سکتا. لیکن حضرت والا فرماتے تھے کہ یہ جو فرار ہے, یہ فرار تین قسم کا ہونا چاہیے. حضرت فرماتے تھے کہ فرار عینیہ, یعنی سامنے ہے اس کو دیکھ رہے اور استغفر اللہ پڑھ رہے ہیں تو کام نہیں بنے گا. حضرت والا فرماتے تھے کہ اس سے کام نہیں بنے گا, بلکہ سب سے پہلے فرار تو یہ ہے کہ فرار عینیہ ہو, یعنی اس سے آنکھ نظر بچاؤ, بس اپنی آنکھ کو نیچے کر لو, نگاہ نیچے کر لو, نمبر ایک. نمبر دو, حضرت فرماتے ہوا بیٹھ بیٹھ کے نیچے نگاہ نیچے کر کے استغفر اللہ شروع کر دیا, حضرت فرماتے کام نہیں بنے گا. فرار عینیہ تو ہوا, لیکن فرار قالبیہ بھی ضروری ہے, یعنی وہاں سے اس جگہ سے اپنے کو دور لے کے چلے جاؤ, کیونکہ گناہ کے اندر حضرت والا فرماتے تھے کہ مقناطیس کی طرح میگنیٹ ہے, وہ اس کی جگہ پہ بیٹھ کے کرو گے تو کام نہیں بنے گا. آپ اپنے فرار قالبیہ کرو, اپنے کو دور لے کے چلے جاؤ, اس کی حدود سے باہر چلے جاؤ. یہ دوسرے نمبر فرار ہے. اور تیسرا نمبر, فرار کے لیے حضرت والا فرماتے تھے فرار قالبیہ، وہ جو ابتدائی طور پر دیکھنے سے قلب کے اندر اس کی تسبیح اور اس کی باتیں اور جو کچھ بھی آ گئے ہیں اس سے بھی اپنے قلب کو فرار، یعنی اس سے قلب کو پاک کرو۔ حضرت والا فرماتے ہیں تین فرار کو اختیار کر کے جو آدمی اللہ کی طرف متوجہ ہوگا تو اللہ کی رحمت اس کے شامل حال ہوگی اور گناہ سے بچ جائے گا۔ اگر تین فرار میں سے کوئی بھی ایک فرار کو اختیار نہیں کیا تو پھر جا کر وہ گناہ سے بچ نہیں سکتا۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم، اما بعد۔ حضرت سیز بھائی، حضرت مولانا رحمی صاحب کمان ہے مسنگ سم ایڈوائسز وچ حضرت حکیم، حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد افضل صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ان بنگلہ دیش، ہی مینشن ٹو اس اینڈ حضرت کمان اس وائز مینشن ان دی مجالس دے، اینڈ حضرت مین می رائٹ ڈاؤن آلسو وانس دیٹ ففروا الی اللہ، دیٹ ا پرسن مسٹ ٹرن اینڈ رن اوے ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی۔ ہی سیز ان فرنٹ آف انسٹن اف ا پرسن گوز ان ٹو سجدہ ایٹ دیٹ مومنٹ ہی از میکنگ سجدہ اینڈ کرائنگ لیکن ذکر آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، he will automatically fall into that sin because he cannot stay in that same place, so he will fall into sin. So فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ أَمَّا سِوَى اللَّهِ، run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving aside whatever is besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat used to give an example of a child. He runs to his Abba. If some enemy is coming, some evil person is coming, immediately he turns to his Abba and he runs to his Abba. Similarly, Hazrat used to say we must run to Rabbah. Any guna, place of sin, we turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, when a person goes to his Abba, he is safe from all enemies. When we go to our Rabbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, we will be safe from all the enemies who are causing harm to us spiritually. But Hazrat used to say that there are three types of firar, three ways types of running away. One is ayniyah. When a person now is sitting and looking at a woman, and staring at her and saying, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, that won't help a person. Now he's from his eyes, he must turn his eyes away from the haram. So this is the first firar, first running away of the eyes. The person must take it away from the haram thing. And then the second thing was, qalibiyah, your physical body. A person must remove this also. If a person lowers his gaze, but he's now sitting down there making zikr, muraqabah, and he doesn't move from that place, then guna and sin has such an effect, like a magnet, pulls a person. Now a person gets the desire to look, and eventually a person falls into the sin. So this is the second thing. Once you have lowered your gaze, now stand up from that place, and go out of that, the boundaries of that guna and sin. The person is completely out of it, he has run away to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing is qalbiyah, with a person's heart. A picture will come into a person's heart, a thought will come into his heart. He must purify it. He must not entertain the thoughts which come into his heart, but he must take out the thoughts, start thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think of other things, don't think of the guna and sin, and keep it in the heart. When these three things are chosen, are done, from he runs away with his eyes, with his physical body and his heart, then and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will come upon him and inshallah he will be safe from sin. Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq. Inshallah, just one announcement. Inshallah, this weekend, almost Laylatul Sabt, it's Friday night. Inshallah, after Isha Salah will be our monthly majlis in Homestead Park. And on Laylatul Ahad, that is Saturday night, after Maghrib Salah, our monthly zikr and ashar majlis will take place here. And then on Yawmul Ahad, inshallah, from 10 o'clock, till Zuhal Salat is our monthly majlis. Inshallah, this month, the Honorable Son of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Afzal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib Taun Barakatum will be coming and conducting the program. So, humble request, inshallah, for all the brothers to participate and to bring other brothers as well.
And inform other brothers, Mawlana Mazhar Sahib is coming. So, try and inform as many brothers as possible. With the opportunity we have got. So inform as many brothers. Also, we know tonight was a janaza, one of our elders, Yusuf Bey Largat Marhum, has passed away. And we have majlis also here, the same time it was, so it was difficult. But let us always on a daily basis try and make this habit also. Also, one thing we noticed, when we are given information of a mayyat, many of us don't even read Inna Lillahi. Or we just limit it to that. Make dua of maghfirat for the person immediately. Try and read three times Qulu Allah. Pass the sawab to the mayyat. This is what will benefit the person. Many, but we are unmindful. Today we have become like we go and show our respects. We will go to the house or we will go to the Qabristan also. As they do, we also say we go and show our respects. Therefore in the Qabristan, laughing, talking, all worldly things. So very sad. But the thing is that wherever you are, Now majlis took place, Hawlat of Allah Ta'ala's Kalam. We passed the sawab to Marhum Yusuf Bhai and to all the Marhumin who passed away today, and the whole Ummat and all Muslims from Adam Alayhi Salam till the day of Qiyamah, and not only human beings but the Muslims in the Jinnat also. And we passed the sawab to all of them. Then inshallah this will be very beneficial. So we'll read three times Qulhu Allah, and then we pass the sawabs to all, and our majlis gathering sawab also inshallah. Those who have travelled from so far, all that sawab, who have made sacrifices, all that sawab, the marhumin appreciate it very, very greatly.
قل الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد قل الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بأقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة بعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان ولك البلاغ لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار جزى الله عنا محمدا ما هو أهله سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم أجني من عز القاتل صلي على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه بارك وسلم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين